Sprint sent its certification more than a week ago. It wants customers and shareholders to know that it doesn't employ the same kind of financial practices used by its competitor, WorldCom. Faulty accounting led the government to file fraud charges against WorldCom and helped drive the nation's number two long-distance company into bankruptcy. Officials at Sprint are worried that bankruptcy may actually make WorldCom an even tougher competitor. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Just across the street from Sprint's world headquarters in Overland Park, Kansas, there's a cornfield. Sprint moved into the 200-acre campus just recently, consolidating about 14,000 of its employees in the Kansas City area. The timing of the move could have been better. It came just as the telecom industry went into a tailspin, brought on by excess capacity and cutthroat competition that made it very difficult to turn a profit. Like all telecom companies, Sprint has been struggling. It's been forced to make layoffs and other cuts. Last month, the company reported a net loss of $68 million, its third losing quarter in the last 12 months. Add to that a credibility gap. After problems at other telecom companies like Global Crossing, WorldCom, and Qwest, Wall Street is skittish. A few weeks ago, when Sprint had to renew a line of credit, its stock temporarily plunged on unfounded rumors that the company was in a cash crunch. Sprint CEO William Esri says he welcomed the opportunity to take an oath attesting to his company's financial health. He says it was a chance to stand up for his company and its 80,000 employees.
Many of the things that have been reported to be going on in other companies, I think, just simply could not happen within our company because of the culture. If I told somebody to make a fraudulent or an illegal entry, they flat out wouldn't do it.
It hasn't helped Sprint that just 3 years ago it almost merged with WorldCom. The only reason it didn't is that the merger was blocked at the last minute by European and U.S. regulators. Esri says he's thankful now that the merger didn't go through, but he refuses to believe anyone associated with Sprint would have condoned business practices now under investigation. Esri says those practices, hiding debt and pricing services well below cost, wreaked havoc not just on WorldCom, but with the whole telecom industry.
Within our company's case, we have laid off thousands of people trying to get our costs down to the marketplace, wondering why our costs were relatively high. Well, we found out they weren't relatively high. They were only high relative to fraudulent action. But the result is, unfortunately, that we laid off thousands of people, and obviously we're quite distressed over that.
But for Sprint, the nation's number three long-distance carrier after AT&T and WorldCom, good things are possible when the number two company goes into bankruptcy. Esri says his company has never been busier exploring leads with business customers who say they want to switch from WorldCom. But Richard Klugman, a telecom analyst with Jefferies & Company in New York, says WorldCom is not letting its customers go without a fight.
Right now, WorldCom is very much in customer retention mode. They're giving customers retention special discounts, and I think it will be more opportunity for Sprint when contracts come due for renewal than it will be for them to take advantage of those customers that are within a contract period right now.
A lot depends on what happens to WorldCom in bankruptcy court. If it can stay in one piece and begin to rehabilitate its reputation, analysts say it may be able to hold on to many of its customers. Under that scenario, Klugman and other analysts say creditors, who have a lot to say in bankruptcies, have the best chance of getting their money back. But the possibility of a slimmed-down WorldCom emerging from bankruptcy, largely debt-free, concerns Sprint CEO William Esri.
That's where it gets a little perverse, that you have somebody that's or a corporation and individuals that have done something wrong and actually in the end could benefit from it by being a lower-cost producer. So that's one of the scenarios that could occur out of this, which would not be good for other carriers, would not be good for the market generally. But we'll see.
The scenario that Esri prefers, understandably, would have WorldCom sold off piece by piece. That would eliminate some of the industry's excess capacity and, at the same time, one of Sprint's toughest competitors. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.